On this edition of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston introduces us to a couple of hardworking neighborhood boys who are learning important lifelong lessons at an early age.
Sunday afternoon, my doorbell rang, and standing there were Conrad and Thomas, ages 10 and 9. They live towards the other end of my street, and they are looking for work. They offered to wash my daughter's car, which was parked in front of the house, and since it was a small car, they said, the cost would be $8. Both boys blonde and suntan, both barefoot, ball caps too large for their heads, no problems talking to an adult, lots of eye contact, lots of yes sirs. One of them had a big plastic bin holding sponges, rags, and a bottle of dish soap. My heart melted. Absolutely, I said. Tell me what you have in mind. We're just going to wash the cars. Can we climb on top and do the roof? Absolutely, but be careful, I said. They squirted the dish soap into the bin, and I turned on the hose, and they got to work. Ring the doorbell when you're done, and I'll come take a look, and we'll settle up. And I left them to their work. Thomas, his mother later told me, wants a huge water slide for the neighborhood or some Costa sunglasses. Conrad's mom told me he wants new drum supplies. These boys are around the neighborhood a lot. In the fall, they're playing football in the yard across the street. In the spring and summer, it's baseball. It seems they're barefoot every time I see them, regardless of the weather or the temperature. And I don't interact with them much, but I see them all the time. And I like them a lot. And based on what I see from these boys, I also have a very high regard for their parents. My wife said the boys came by recently and offered to sweep the trampoline for $5, and once it was swept and they were paid, they stayed and jumped for a while. Now, I know you know this, but finding kids this age, or any age for that matter, who know how to work for what they want is quite rare. They're out there, but they're rare. And it's often this time of year that we'll hear stories of kids having to shut down their lemonade stands for not having the proper licenses or something like that, and that an adult turned them in. What lesson is that teaching them? Conrad and Thomas finished up, rang the doorbell, and I stepped outside to inspect their work. It was a pretty good job. I pointed out some places they missed and some bugs that stuck to the fender. They quickly jumped forward to clean what they could, and I paid them their $8. They gathered their materials and walked towards the next house, and I watched them go. Good kids, good parents, learning important things early, learning the value of money and hard work. They came back later that evening, rung the bell, and told my daughter that they didn't get all the bugs off her fender and went out to get to work on it. She gave them each $5 more. I'm hoping either Conrad's or Thomas's mom will consider raising her. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.